today's contestants, an investigator from Flushing, New York, Anastasia Klotz. A consultant from Washington, D.C., Alwyn Hoy. And our returning champion, a writer and stay-at-home mom from Hutto, Texas, Sarah Jett Rayburn, whose 3 days cash winnings total $54,900. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. I hope you've been watching for the last few days, because you notice that Sarah hangs on. She hangs in. She just works hard and keeps winning. Alwyn and Anastasia, I welcome you, and I wish you good luck. Here we go. We'll start you off today with these categories. Billboard, the Music Awards. We'd like to make a correction. We're going to deal with spineless jellyfish. We have a well-seasoned vocabulary waiting for you, followed by writers' middle names, and finally, four-letter words with only three vowels. Sarah, off you go.
I'll try writers' middle names for 200.
Louisa Alcott. Alwyn.
What is May?
Right.
Four-letter words with three vowels for 600.
Your invisible glow. Alwyn.
What is aura?
Good.
We'd like to make a correction for 800.
Carol Votilla was referred to in a credo column as the first non-Catholic pope for 450 years. This should have read non-this. Sarah.
What is Italian?
Yes.
Writer's middle name's 400.
Poet and dramatist William Yeats. Anastasia.
What is Butler?
Good.
Writer's middle name's 800.
Answer there, the Daily Double.
I'd like to wager 1,000.
All right. Cecil Forrester and Francis Fitzgerald.
What is Scott?
Scott is right. And you are now in the lead.
Writer's middle name's for 1,000.
Borrowing his middle name from his grandfather, an artist, Ford Ford. Anastasia.
What is Maddox?
Maddox is right.
Writer's middle name's for 600.
Oz creator Lyman Baum. Anastasia.
What is Frank?
Frank is right.
Well-seasoned vocabulary for 200.
This tasty verb precedes favor when you are using flattery as a means of advancement. And that word is curry. Back to you, Anastasia.
Well-seasoned vocabulary for 1,000.
This architectural style was popular for houses in colonial New England. And that's called the salt box style. Back to you, Anastasia.
Billboard Music Awards for 200.
Hosting the Billboard Music Awards for the first time in 2018, she performed a medley of top 100 hits.
Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. I said, be humble.
Anastasia.
Who is Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
Billboard Music Awards 400.
With his 27th win in 2019, this rapper-actor surpassed Taylor Swift to become the artist with the most Billboard wins. Take a look.
To win any award here is incredible, but to win this award is just unbelievable. It's surreal.
Anastasia.
Who is Drake?
Drake is right.
Billboard for 600.
Named top new artist in 2017, Zayn was formerly a member of this group that won the award in 2013. Sarah.
What is One Direction?
You are right.
We'd like to make a correction, 200.
Jay Leno noted a newspaper's error when it reported bandmate Eric Lydé was on drugs. He was actually on this instrument. Alwyn.
What is drums?
Drums, not drugs.
Let's finish the Music Awards for 800. Or not finish.
As the recipient of the 2018 Icon Award, she took control and took to the stage in her first live TV performance in nearly a decade. Alwyn.
Who is Ariana Grande?
No. Sarah.
Who is Janet Jackson?
Yes.
Correction for 400.
Dear Abby stated, Charlie's hiccups were cured through the use of carbon monoxide. It should have read this. So close. Through carbon dioxide, not carbon monoxide. Break time for us. Back in a moment. Interesting occupation listed here for Anastasia Klotz from Flushing, New York. Investigator.
Yes.
What kind of investigations are we talking about?
I work for an independent city agency that investigates other city agencies and employees. So kind of like an internal affairs, but for city agencies in New York.
But what are you looking for primarily?
We investigate all kinds of crimes and corruption, but we do see a lot of bribery, larceny, false filings.
Okay, that's still happening, unfortunately. Yes. Alwyn Hoy from Washington, D.C. All of your siblings have Wynn in their name?
That is correct. So my name is Alwyn. My parents wanted me to win at all things. My younger sister is Winnie's, win nicely. My younger brother is Jackwin, because they thought they won the jackpot. So if my two younger siblings are winning nicely and the jackpot, I wonder what that says about me.
You could wind up winning a Winnebago.
Fair enough.
Sarah Jett Rayburn is our champion. She's earned a bit of money on our program. Wants to do something nice for her family. Take them on a trip. Where?
Oh, I would love to take them to London.
Why?
That's where my husband and I went on our honeymoon, and we got so lost. And I mean, we went everywhere. We did two activities a day and a play at night. But we got very lost because I always thought I knew where I was going. We went through a fish market. It was really exciting, like being an Oliver, you know?
An exciting fish market.
Well, we went back
That's
a different
way. That's
why
you go to London. Those fish markets can't be beaten. All right, pick up your signaling device. Go ahead and make another selection for us.
Four-letter words with three vowels, 200.
To seep out in a gradual way. Alwyn.
What is... to leak, never mind.
No. Sarah?
What is ooze?
Ooze, that's the word.
Four-letter words, 400.
Said of a room that's open and well ventilated. Sarah.
What is airy?
Airy, correct.
Four-letter words, 800.
The itty-bitty ninth letter of the Greek alphabet. Alwyn.
What is iota?
That's it.
Finish the category for 1,000.
A blunted dueling sword for competition. Sarah.
What is a foil?
Nope. Anastasia.
What is an épée?
Épée, yes.
Well-seasoned vocabulary for 800.
The name of this piquant bud also means a crime or an antic. Anastasia.
What is caper?
Caper, correct.
Billboard for 1,000.
Among this band's many awards are Top Rock Artist 2014, 2018, 2019, and Top Rock Song for Believer. Anastasia.
Who is Imagine Dragons?
You got it.
We'd like to make a correction for 1,000.
Time's early version of the 100 most read female writers in college included this Bride's Head Revisited author, who was a man. Anastasia.
Who is Evelyn Waugh?
Evelyn Waugh, right.
Well-seasoned vocabulary for 600.
The brown coloring of the coat of the animal seen here gives it this spicy name. That's a cinnamon bear. Back to you, Anastasia.
Well-seasoned vocabulary for 400.
As a verb, this seasoning means to hit rapidly and repeatedly, or to pelt with questions. Alwyn.
What is the pepper?
Pepper, right. Less than a minute now.
Spinous jellyfish for 1,000.
Call it the king of sea beasts. It's the two-word feline hair name of this, the largest species of jellyfish. That's the lion's mane jellyfish. Alwyn, back to you.
800, please.
In 2016, scientists exploring more than 10,000 feet down near this 1,600-mile-long ocean trench discovered a new species of jellyfish. Alwyn?
What is the Mariana Trench?
That's it.
600?
The upside-down jellyfish will sit inverted to expose zooxanthellae, these plant-like organisms, to sunlight. Alwyn?
What are algae?
Algae, yes.
Jellyfish for 400.
Common predators of ocean jellyfish include these reptiles. The leatherback really goes to town. Alwyn.
What is a turtle? Yeah.
And with that, you wind up at 3,000. Sarah, you go first when we come back. We'll start Double Jeopardy right after this. Sarah, our champion, is going to select first in this round because she's in third place. Here are the categories. There she is, Myth Greece, laying things N to N, followed by prequels, 1917, good year, the Goldbergs, and I'm Just Wild About Harry. Sarah.
Myth Greece, 400.
Born on the foam of the sea, this mighty goddess had a magic girdle that made the wearer amazingly desirable, as girdles do. Anastasia.
Who is Aphrodite?
Yes.
Myth Greece for 800.
This Olympian goddess of wisdom was big in agriculture too, teaching man how to yoke oxen. Anastasia.
Who is Athena?
Yeah.
Myth Greece for 1200.
Her marriage to the king of Sparta went kind of sideways after her abduction, but some stories have the two reconciling later. Sarah.
Who is Helen of Troy?
Yes.
Myth 1600.
Answer. Daily double. You're tied with Alwyn.
I'll bid 2000.
Two it is. An early snowbird, this daughter of Zeus had to spend a few months a year in Hades after an unfortunate food choice.
Who is Persephone?
You are correct.
Myth Greece 2000.
She's seen here helping guide her blind father Oedipus into exile. Anastasia.
Who is Electra?
No. Sarah.
Who is Antigone?
Antigone is the one.
1917, 400.
The Battle of Cambrai marked the first large-scale use of this motorized weapon, with more than 350 British Mark IVs deployed. Anastasia.
What are tanks?
Tanks, yes.
I'm just wild about Harry, 1200.
From 2007 to 2015, he was the U.S. Senate Majority Leader. Alwyn.
Who is Harry Reid?
Yes.
1917 for 1600.
After 245 years, the colony called the Danish this directional name ceased to exist, becoming the U.S. Virgin Islands. Alwyn.
What is the West Indies?
That's it, the Danish West Indies.
1917 for 1200.
The Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, in this popular song of the day, written by George M. Cohan. Sarah.
What is Over There?
Over There, that's the song.
1917, 2000.
Named for a British foreign minister, this declaration said the British government supported a Jewish homeland in Palestine. And that was the Balfour Declaration. Back to you, Sarah.
1917, 800.
Led by Eddie Collins and shoeless Joe Jackson, this team won baseball's World Series. They wouldn't win again until 2005. Anastasia.
Who are the White Sox?
White Sox, yes.
Prequels for 400.
Tracy Ellis Ross narrates Mixed-ish, a prequel to this ABC sitcom. Anastasia.
What is Black-ish?
Right.
Prequels for 800.
This Breaking Bad prequel shows us how Jimmy McGill becomes Saul Goodman. Alwyn.
What is Better Call Saul?
Correct.
Laying things end-to-end for 1600.
It's the type of figure seen here with a whole bunch of sides. Sarah.
What is a nonagon?
Nonagon, right.
Prequels 1200.
Age of Resistance, a TV prequel to The Dark Crystal, was produced by Lisa, daughter of this man who directed the original film. Sarah.
Who is Jim Henson?
He's the one.
Prequels 16.
A prequel to this TV series, Caprica showed what life was like in the 12 colonies before the Cylons messed everything up. Anastasia.
What is Battlestar Galactica?
You got it.
Prequels for 2000.
The title Autobot chooses to hide as a Volkswagen Beetle in this 2018 Transformers prequel film. Sarah.
What is Bumblebee?
Bumblebee. You got it.
Laying things end to end, 400.
It's the Pact Nations sign to say they won't attack one another. Anastasia.
What is non-aggression?
Right.
Laying things end to end, 800.
It's the science of plotting the course of a plane. Sarah.
What is navigation?
Good.
End to end, 1200.
Oui, it's a puff pastry with custard filling. Sarah.
What is a Napoleon?
Napoleon, yeah.
End to end, 2000.
10-letter term for a substance such as cobra venom. Alwyn.
What is a neurotoxin?
Neurotoxin, yes, for 2000.
The Goldbergs for 2000.
This Alaskan city, named for a senator and vice president, boomed thanks to a 1902 gold rush. Alwyn.
Who is Fairbanks?
Yes.
Goldbergs for 1600.
The 1859 Pikes Peak gold rush gave birth to this city, which merged with Auraria in 1860. Alwyn.
What is Denver?
Denver, right you are.
Goldbergs for 1200.
Answer there. The Daily Double. You're shade off the lead.
3800.
38. All right, here is the clue. In 1855, a California mining town wisely changed its name from Mud Springs to this a Spanish name for a legendary gold country.
What is El Dorado?
That's it, yes. And you're in the lead.
Let's take the Goldbergs for 800.
Bodie, California once had a population of 10,000. When the local mine's gold ran out, the people did too. And now it's one of these sites. Alwyn?
What is a ghost town?
Yes, less than a minute.
Goldbergs for 400.
This big burg was founded in 1886 following the discovery of gold in the Transvaal. That takes us to South Africa and Johannesburg. Four clues left, Alwyn.
I'm just wild about Harry for 400.
One of FDR's closest advisors, Harry Hopkins, helped shape this novel umbrella program of economic relief and stimulus. Alwyn.
What is the Marshall Plan?
No. Sarah.
What is the New Deal?
New Deal, yeah.
Harry 2000. Sorry.
Okay, I'm glad you finally made up your mind. Known as the King of Diamonds, he founded his jewelry house in 1932. Sarah.
Who is Harry Winston?
Yes.
1600?
This late character actor played Repo Man Bud and Molly Ringwald's dad in Pretty in Pink. Talented actor named Harry Dean Stanton. Now the last clue. In England, the bestseller Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is known as Harry Potter and This Stone. Anastasia.
What is the Philosopher's Stone?
You are right, and that takes you to 11,000. Impressive scores as you deal with this subject in final. 19th century novels. We're going back a bit, aren't we? We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Federal social distancing guidelines expiring, yet Governor Hogan says Maryland is not ready. Why a doctor says social distancing remains essential.
Fox 45 continues to question one mayoral candidate's campaign finances and ask if laws were broken.
A camel in a Geico ad asked, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is hump day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're going back in time to deal with 19th century novels. Players, here's your clue. Its first line ends. The period was so far like the present period, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. I'm sure if we had given you the opening lines, you'd have gotten it just like that. We'll see how things worked out. Anastasia, you had 11,000. Very impressive today. Did you come up with the correct response? What is A Tale of Two Cities? And you wrote something else down.
Love you, Leo, Al, Ted, and Lulu, my nieces and nephews.
Well, they're going to be happy, and you will too, because that's a correct response. And you're going to do something to your 11,000. You'll double it and put yourself in the lead with 22,000 as we come to Alwyn. He had 16,400. He wrote down, The Time Machine by Wells instead. And that'll cost him 5601. That drops him down to 10,799. It's up to our champion. Did she come up with A Tale of Two Cities? She did indeed. And what was, look at that smile. What was the, hello. 17,000, 34,400 today. And now a four-day total of 89,300. Having fun yet?
Oh, I am. I really am.
Okay. We'll say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow. Join us then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.